From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The catastrophic injuries suffered by the filly Eight Bells at the Kentucky Derby this weekend has revived debate over the safety of thoroughbred racing. Eight Bells ran the race of her life, in the words of her trainer, Larry Jones. She finished second to Big Brown. Then, a quarter mile past the finish line, she crumpled to the ground. She had fractured both front ankles. Eight Bells was euthanized quickly on the spot. Veterinarian Scott Palmer owns the New Jersey Equine Clinic. When he saw Eight Bells go down, he assumed she must have had a heart attack or aneurysm.
In 32 years of being involved with thoroughbred racing, I've never seen an injury like that.
Never?
Never. I've seen lots of horses with bilateral injuries, but never where the horse went down on the track and both legs were shattered like that. It was almost inconceivable that she could finish the race that well and then go down in the way she did.
Well, what could account for that?
I think the stage was probably set by events that occurred during the race, but she definitely did not have those complete fractures at the time of the finish of the race, because she literally could not have gone another step with that kind of an injury.
She would have collapsed.
She surely would have collapsed right at the finish line if those injuries had come apart the way they did.
And no question in your mind as a vet that she would have to be put down given those injuries?
No question at all. Unfortunately, when a horse has a catastrophic injury like that for even one leg, as long as the skin's intact, you have a chance to try and save the horse's life. That was the case with Barbaro, for example. But both legs were broken in front. There was no way this filly could stand. In order to even get on the ambulance, she'd have to stand at least on three out of four legs. And in fact, the left front fracture broke through the skin. That in and of itself is enough to, in most cases, indicate euthanasia.
You know, Dr. Palmer, this all happened so fast. I've read the trainer, Eight Bells trainer, Larry Jones, didn't even know she had been euthanized till it was over. He was told by the jockey.
If the horse is suffering like that, there's really not time to gather all the decision makers sometimes and you know, consider options. And the important thing was that the animal's suffering be terminated, and I think that's what they did, and it was an appropriate thing to do.
Would there be any reason that Eight Bells would have been more prone to an injury like this because she was a filly?
I just don't believe that the chromosome issues are relative to this injury. I think that she clearly was competitive with the boys. She beat 18 colts in the race. The only horse she didn't beat was Big Brown, who was a spectacular horse in his own right.
Do you agree with people who raise questions about breeding and how thoroughbreds are being overbred for characteristics that ultimately may produce great speed but also leave them very prone to injury?
I think it's a very controversial topic, and I think it's one that is being examined and one that is extremely important. When you breed for speed to the exclusion of everything else, I think you're opening the door for the possibility of bringing along other genetic traits that may not be desirable. It's important to not to paint too broad a brush over the whole industry, though, and recognize that for many, many years, for generations, there are breeders who do breed for durability.
Dr. Palmer, are steroids allowed in horse racing?
Yes. At this time, anabolic steroids are allowed in horse racing. There are actually in many racing jurisdictions right now and recommendations by national racing authorities to eliminate steroids from racing.
As a veterinarian, do you worry about the use of steroids with horses? I mean, could it affect something like bone strength?
I think that the indiscriminate use of any medication is a worry, whether it's in horses or in people. Steroids have definite indications in horses that are debilitated, horses that are healing from injuries. In the greater scheme of things, it's probably best for the breed and best for the industry to eliminate them from racing.
I wonder, when you look at what happened here with Eight Bells, thinking back on the injury to Barbaro a couple of years ago, is there a risk of real public disenchantment with horse racing? I mean, this is all happening right there on TV in front of many, many viewers.
I think that there is, and I think, Melissa, that it's a big concern for the industry. And when tragedy strikes like that, it just tears into the heart of everyone. No one could be unmoved. You know, you're just reaching an audience of you know, millions of people. And I think that's where it really hurts.
Well, Dr. Palmer, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
It's Dr. Scott Palmer. He owns the New Jersey Equine Clinic in Clarksburg, New Jersey.